and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Dalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Zambia Land Alliance calls for urgent reforms to compensation policies amid mining displacement. Police arrest 3 women in Lusaka for possession of counterfeit 500 kwacha notes worth 97,000 kwacha 500. In global news, Madagascar imposes curfew amid violent protests over power outages. A very good afternoon to you. My name is Constance Mwazinamwinga with the Phoenix FM main news of 13 hours. The Zambia Land Alliance, ZLA, has called for the urgent enactment of new laws and reforms to the country's compensation policy as mineral discoveries in the mining sector continue to increase. The call comes in response to the impending displacement of over 250 farms and households in Kamisengo and Monauta areas of Mukumbi Chiefdom, Northwestern Province, due to expansion works by Barrick Lumwana Mining Company. ZLA Executive Director Patrick Musole has urged government to ensure that compensation for displaced communities aligns with the national resettlement policy, but with stronger legal backing to hold investors accountable. Mr. Musole has stressed that displaced individuals should be relocated to land with full title deeds and not just temporary tenure security. He has warned that without legal reforms, affected communities remain vulnerable to secondary displacement and long-term insecurity.
As a country, we do not have a law on compensation and resettlement. We don't have, we only have a policy which actually, as you may know, is a guide. It's actually a broad guide. But we need a law, and that's our strong recommendation. With so many minerals being discovered across the country, so many community members will be displaced, and so we need to enact a law to ensure that people that will be impacted by these investments, by development, should be compensated.
Police in Lusaka have arrested 3 women in connection with the possession of counterfeit 500 kwacha notes amounting to 97,500 kwacha. Police spokesperson Reha Monga explains that Matera Police Station recorded the case yesterday around 19 hours following a report by Kojak Katambo of Matera Compound, who operates a liquor store in the area. Mr. Hamonga explains in a statement that Mr. Katambo reported how around 18:30 hours, a female customer, identified as Francesca Mwanza, age 32, attempted to buy beer using a counterfeit 500 kwacha note. He says upon being searched, she was found with another counterfeit note valued at 1,000 kwacha and was immediately apprehended and taken to Matera Police Station. Mr. Hamonga says during interrogations, the suspect led officers to another woman, identified as Margaret Mokuka, age 34, of Emmerdale, who was found in possession of 2,000 kwacha in counterfeit 500 kwacha notes. He says further investigations led to the apprehension of Beatrice Mulukutila, aged 46, of Matera North, where officers recovered counterfeit notes totaling 94,000 kwacha 500. Mr. Hamonga adds that the total counterfeit notes seized from the 3 suspects amount to 97,500 kwacha, and the trio is currently detained in police custody, while the seized notes have been secured and will undergo expert examination at the Bank of Zambia. Female presidential hopeful in the 2026 general elections, Dorica Banda, says she is entering the race with firm determination to reclaim the country's lost economic development agenda. Speaking when she featured on the Friday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Ms. Banda called for national self-introspection and renewed commitment to lifting Zambia from its current economic challenges. She has outlined her vision for a nation that works for all citizens, with people placed at the center of national development. Ms. Banda has pledged transparency and accountability in her leadership, vowing to publicly declare her assets if elected president. She has denounced Zambia's over-reliance on foreign aid, arguing that the nation must turn to home ground solutions by harnessing its vast natural resources to drive sustainable growth.
There have been other women before me, and there will continue to be more women ahead of me. But the point is, this is not a race about a woman president. This is a race about somebody who cares for the well-being of our people as the primary driver for this decision. This, for me, is the arrival of where I think I can give back all of my experience, not the beginning of me trying to make my wealth, build a house or whatever. This is what I want to say very clearly to the Zambian people. Campaigning on the ground, is it going to be easy? No. Will I be secure? No. Will I be beaten? Possibly.
In more news, the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security and China's Huawei Technologies have signed a memorandum of understanding, which, among other critical areas, is aimed at developing a smart border management system using artificial intelligence and advanced surveillance to better secure Zambia's frontiers. Speaking during the signing ceremony at Huawei Technologies headquarters in Shenzhen, China, Home Affairs and Internal Security Minister Jack Mwimbu said the Memorandum of Understanding connects Zambia's vision for the future with Huawei's global expertise. He said with the Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security entrusted with the sacred duty of providing and maintaining internal security in order to promote sustainable socio-economic development for Zambians, the MOU fully aligns with the 8th National Development Plan and the National ICT Policy. Mr. Mwimbu noted that modern-day threats were complex and borderless, hence the need for his ministry to enhance its protection of Zambian citizens by embracing the most advanced technological tools available.
In today's world, threats are complex and borderless. To protect our citizens, we must embrace the most advanced tools available. This collaboration, therefore, is a strategic priority for our government. It is fully aligned with Zambia's 8th National Development Plan and our national ICT policy. This MOU will guide our joint efforts in several critical areas, such as 1. The development of a smart border management system using AI and advanced surveillance to secure our national process.
Moving on to global news, the government of Madagascar last evening enacted a strict nighttime curfew after widespread protests over chronic water and power outages escalated, leading to violent clashes, looting and arson across the capital. Police deployed tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse crowds as the demonstrations, fueled by public frustration, marked a significant escalation in the Indian Ocean's nation's ongoing social unrest. The protests were triggered by continuous power interruptions that frequently leave homes and businesses without electricity for over 12 hours at a time. For other global stories, we monitor the BBC.
Hundreds of suspected cyber scammers have been arrested in 14 African countries. The international operation targeted criminal networks using digital platforms to extract money in romance scams where victims are blackmailed using explicit images. The US government has announced new taxes on imported goods. They'll include 100% tariffs on branded drugs. The British government has announced a new digital ID scheme, which it says will make it tougher to work illegally in the UK. The British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer, says the measure will help curb illegal immigration. The former South Korean President, Yoon Sung-yeol, has appeared in court for the opening hearing in his trial on charges of abuse of power while he was in office. The charges relate to his failed martial law bid last year.
We'll now take a quick break. We'll return shortly. Stay tuned.
A whole new light for radio.
And now for business news.
The business news is brought to you by F&B. Health changes everything.
Chartered Accountant Emmanuel Mbambiko has urged the Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, to focus its reforms and policies on making